Wishing you a gorgeous Thursday as we continue with our mission this week for decluttering our lives. So yesterday I talked a great deal about the physical body, mind and the physical space that you're in. So of course I don't expect that you're going to have done loads with that since yesterday, but just thinking about the first baby steps that you can take or even have started those over the last 24 hours, or even thinking about maybe something you could do this weekend. Like I said yesterday, baby steps are very important because they will get you there. 100 baby steps will get you to exactly where you want to be, for example, which might seem like a huge mountain at this particular time. Break it down, be gentle on yourself and be kind to yourself and you'll get there. So today we're going to go back to take our 1 to 3 top areas that we want to declutter in. So I'm going to just use finances as one example to start with. If you want to declutter your financial area, so it's get a handle maybe on spending or get rid of debt that you might have, you need to start off by being realistic. So where are you on your financial path at this time? Sometimes we like to bury our head in the sand around our finances and any area of our life and not look at the reality of it. It's like if you've put on weight and you don't want to step on the scale, you know, these are the things you just need to do. That's the baby step. Get realistic. Where is this part of my life right now? If it's your relationships that you want to improve, maybe you want to make new friends or meet more like-minded people, look at where your life is now. It mightn't be that there's bad people in your life, but you just mightn't have enough people that actually, you know, make you feel alive or make you feel good or have the same interests as you. So get realistic as the first step and don't bury your head in the sand. Get a really clear factual perspective on where things are. Then if we're looking at, again, just using this as an example, the financial part of life, what change do you want to make in that? So if it's to clear debt or to reduce debt by, you know, 100 euros in the next month, you've got to look at where your financial structure is now and where you need it to be. So it might be a case that you actually have enough money, but your spending is quite erratic. So you need to budget a bit better or break that down more or reduce your spending. It might be that you don't have enough money coming in, so you need to figure out, okay, well, what would be the step to get me there? Would it be extra work? Would it be change of role? Would it be promotion or change of career altogether? So that's about kind of saying, okay, what would be the step to get me from where I am now to where I want to be? The same if it's weight, let's say. You're looking at where you are now on the scale because you're going to be realistic and look and where you'd like to be, and be easy on yourself and say, okay, we all would love to lose weight within like 5 weeks, but let me be realistic. What could I lose in the next week? Is it a pound? Is it 2 pounds? Is it 4 pounds? Whatever that might be. The other part then, like for example, if it's the social part of life that you want more friends or you want to meet more like-minded people, it's putting out that result for this is where I want to be. Now, what's missing in between? Maybe more of a social life, maybe meeting people in different areas that you like. You know, you might be into reading or history or walking or hill walking or traveling. So then you're finding out, well, that's what I have to bridge the gap in. And then the third part is, how am I going to do this? So this is the part where you probably are going to need a bit of a long-term plan, but again, breaking it down. So if it's finances, you're going to say, okay, well, I'm going to have to find a job. And if it's as big as that, then you're going to have to break that down. So I need to do up my CV or maybe talk to somebody who give me a hand around this. Or I might want a promotion in work. So who can I talk to in work about getting the right steps in place for me to make that happen? If it's the weight loss, then you might say, okay, well, I might join a swimming club. I might join some exercise class. I might bring some friends in and get us all together and say, grand, who wants to lose weight? Let's do it together and keep each other accountable. If it's a social part of your life, for example, like I was saying, then you can say, okay, well, there's like meetup groups here. There's a new class down the road for me. These are the things that I'm going to need to do. And what I would say is when you've kind of got a picture of that, you pick one little baby step. So there's 3 sections in that, okay? Being realistic about where you are, looking at where you want to be, and looking at the gap in between, and then what you need to do to make this happen. So decluttering your life can feel a little bit overwhelming, but if you actually start with the physical and body and mind and your energetic space, you will feel cleaner and clearer to be able to actually do that. When we want to declutter and when we want to change our life or bring in fresher, newer things, we have to be in a good space. You're not going to be in a good space if you're tired, run down, drained, and you're living in chaos within your home, or even in your workplace where things are all over the the place. As they say, a tidy home is a tidy mind, because, you know, if you ever, I know there's one part of my house at the moment where we just don't have a lot of room for stuff. So we are very minimalistic in, I say that, my husband would probably laugh when I say that, but we try to put things away as much as we can while our home has a lot of stuff. It's neat. That's what I mean, minimalistic, not like not having anything. But there's just one part that we don't have place to put things, and it's just there. We have two flights of stairs in our house, so when you're going up the first flight to the first landing, it's just a corner and it's got all this stuff very neatly put, but every time I see it, it really frustrates me. So then when I go up the next flight of stairs to our floor, it's lovely and clear and clean, but every time I go into bed, every time I'm coming down in the morning from upstairs, I land on that center point of the house and I see that tiny bit of clutter that's still, it's not even clutter, just that stuff that we really need to find a place for. Now, we are actually in the process of doing up a room, so stuff's going to move in there, and that feels really great, but I can't wait for it to happen. So you can see what I mean, that that would just frustrate me, and that can put you in a bad mood, or it can actually set you off. So start with the fundamentals of your physical body, physical mind, and your physical space that you're living in. And the things that I've talked about today will happen better or more easy, or you'll feel more energized to do them. Okay. We're going to continue on then tomorrow with a beautiful visualization about your life being decluttered. So throwing away the clutter from each aspect of your life through a visualization. So I hope you're enjoying this week, and I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow.